Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is Star Wars, Han and the Rebel Rescue, based on Smuggler's Run by Greg Rucka. Han Solo and Chewbacca were on a secret mission for the Rebellion. A Rebel spy named Lieutenant Emat was stranded on a planet called Sirkon in the Outer Rim. Emat held top secret information for the Rebels, and it was imperative that Han and Chewie find him before the Empire did. Han had not wanted to help with the mission. He was tired of sticking out his neck for the Rebellion. But Princess Leia knew that only Han and Chewie's ship, the Millennium Falcon, was fast enough to reach Sirkon in time to save Emat. Han and Chewie touched down in one of the landing bays and set the engines to standby. Han had a feeling they'd need to leave in a hurry. Before Han and Chewie could even start their search for Emat, they were surrounded by four bounty hunters. Han owed money to the vilest gangster in the galaxy, Jabba the Hutt, and the slimy monster had grown impatient for his credits. Jabba had hired a droid bounty hunter and three companions to find Han. Han and Chewie were trapped. Then, just when Han and Chewie thought things couldn't get worse, a squad of Imperial stormtroopers started marching their way. But Han had an idea. He shouted at the troopers that the bounty hunters were rebels. The stormtroopers turned on the bounty hunters, eager to catch any rebel who might be searching for the missing Emat. In all the chaos, Han and Chewie managed to slip away, unnoticed. The Wookiee growled in relief. Han and Chewie weaved their way through the busy marketplace to a cantina where Han knew he could get information about Emat's location. But this cantina was like any other. It was inside the cargo hold of a ship called the Miss Fortune. Han greeted the woman with red hair. Her name was Dila, and she owned this cantina. Sure enough, Dila knew exactly where Emat was hiding. She was surprised to see Han Solo on a mission for the Rebels, but then again, Han was always full of surprises. Han and Chewie rented a speeder and raced across the city. They needed to reach Emat and fast. Chewie was not happy about the speeder, though. It was not designed with Wookiees in mind. When they reached the hotel where Dila had told them Emat was hiding, Han was relieved to find the Rebel okay. Emat was unsure of his rescuers, but this was no time for questions. The bounty hunters had tracked them to the hotel. Han, Chewie, and Emat battled their way through the building and back to the speeder. They were almost free. Han could feel it. They just needed to get back to the Falcon. Of course, nothing ever went quite as planned. When Han, Chewie, and Emat reached the landing bay, they ran right into a squad of stormtroopers. The Empire had been waiting for them. Han's lie could only get them so far. The Imperials realized that Chewie and Han, not the bounty hunters, were the real rebels, and they were going to take them and Emat away. But Han had an idea, and all it took was a wink at Chewie for the Wookiee to catch on. Chewbacca shoved Han into a pack of stormtroopers. The smuggler flailed, taking down as many troopers as he could. The diversion worked, and chaos erupted. Han pulled his blaster and fired at the generators along the perimeter of the landing bay. Explosions knocked the troopers off their feet. Han noticed a familiar ship lining up a shot from above. It was the Miss Fortune. Dila had sent down blasts to keep the troopers at bay, while Han, Chewie, and Emat boarded the Falcon and prepared for takeoff. Han had been right. They really did need to leave in a hurry. The Falcon roared away from the polluted planet and joined the misfortune in space. An Imperial Star Destroyer was waiting for them, along with a fleet of TIE fighters whizzing this way and that, pelting space with bright green blasts. The Empire was desperate to stop the rebels at any cost. The Star Destroyer was edging ever closer, aiming to trap the rebel ship in its tractor beam. Running interference and dodging blasts, Han and Chewie pushed the Falcon to its limits to protect Dila. After Han saw the misfortune had disappeared into the safety of unknown space, the Millennium Falcon jumped to light speed at the last possible second before the Imperial tractor beam could latch on. Han and Chewie had completed their mission for the Rebellion. They may be an unlikely pair of rebels, but they were rebels all the same. That was Han Solo and the Rebel Rescue, adapted from a story by Greg Rucka. For previous Dial a Stories, visit the KirkwoodPublicLibrary.org's archive and enjoy. Happy Star Wars Day, Kirkwood!